Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
If we believe the Bible's account, men did not slowly evolve from some common ancestor with the apes, using only crude tools. Instead, the Genesis account tells of Cain's family building the first city, and within a few years, they had domesticated livestock, invented a variety of musical instruments, and were smelting iron and crafting instruments in bronze, Genesis 4, verses 17 to 22. Desiring to prove the Bible wrong, modern man has misread the fossil record. So-called Stone Age people are the evidence of degeneration and severe hardship, not of prehistoric conditions. This slow rise from basic existence up to cultured civilization is assumed, based on evolutionary theory. But go to South America, South Africa, or Australia. There you find people living with all the benefits of modern civilization, and a few miles away are Stone Age people. Are they primitives, just waiting for foreign aid and Western education so they can become like us? If a few hundred years from now, the fossil remains of these two parallel civilizations were found, what would they think? One has well-developed skeletal remains, tall and erect. They leave behind iPhones and Mercedes. The other are of shorter stature, bent over, with worn-out teeth, their tools basic. What would you assume? That the advanced group evolved from the other? Again, we must decide, is the Bible record dependable or not? If it's untrustworthy, there's no hope. But if it is true, then the Bible is not only the record of generation by God and degeneration through sin, but also of regeneration in Christ. The New Testament links an historical Adam with the historical Christ. Quote, "As in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. Trust in Christ today.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.